Thank you out to Nick Mulk of Waldom Electronics. He popped in yesterday in the afternoon and picked up 10 shoeboxes for soldiers to take back to the office. So, Waldom Electronics, thank you for being a part of the fun and collecting for the men and women of the military.
I love shoeboxes for soldiers because it's an excellent way for the community to come together on something that is so vital and so important. And we learned a lot about that yesterday, Steve.
We had a chance to go to the Belvedere VFW and we just hung out, had a cocktail, and sat around and talked to veterans all afternoon and their insight on what they went through and what they currently go through and how appreciative they were of the boxes that they received, care packages from people they didn't even know, and how it changed their whole stay.
Yeah.
The biggest takeaway I take, Ryan, is that like 90% of the time, you're just waiting. 10% of the time, you're in duty doing something pretty scary. But 90% of the time, you're just killing time.
Yeah, well, it's hurry up and wait, right? That's kind of the approach, I think, that we took away yesterday. We got to talk to our buddy Mike Isham, who's been on the air a couple of times with us for Vets Takeover and for Heroes of the Herd. He's the VP at the Belvedere VFW. And so we were talking to him and another member of the crew over there, another Mike, who, again, they just said that it's a way to feel like you're not forgotten. When you get a random care package from somebody, you don't know who they are. It makes you feel like what you're doing is worth it. That's what they told us, and that you're not forgotten. And that there is still love back home for you once you get there. Like it's, you don't realize this thing that seems such like a small act of kindness means so much in the grand scheme.
And one of the biggest things Mike was telling us about was the fact that like Jolly Ranchers, game changer in their lives.
Yeah, because Jolly Rancher sweets.
Oh, you don't get sweets. So just to have a Jolly Rancher, you're a kid again for a few minutes. I was like, oh man.
Yeah.
These shoeboxes are a whole bunch more than just a care package. They're a connection back home.
Yeah. And sometimes it can even be like the melding of a friendship, right? Like, oh, like I got this beef jerky or whatever. And like the guy in the bunk next to me wants that beef jerky. All right, well, I'll give you this if you give me that. And then that's just how friendships start. And that's sometimes what you need when you're deployed and away from home. We were just there trying to grab some intel, grab some information. And both mics at the Belvedere VFW yesterday really supplied us with a lot of great info.
Yeah, like example, like magazines. Oh man, we miss magazines. We don't care if it's Field and Stream. We don't care. It's just the connection to the world. And romance novels, the paperback romance novels.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. He loved it so much. I'm like, really?
He was like, yeah, it was kind of trashy, but like I enjoyed it at the end of the day. It was weird.
It takes you out of your environment and transports you to somewhere else.
Totally.
In your imagination. So little things in life that we don't even think about or take for granted mean so much to a soldier, a man or a woman. And don't forget, even cosmetics were a game changer for some of the gals that we were talking to.
Totally.
So you need to help out. Shoeboxes for soldiers. Get all the details and intel you need at thebullrockford.com right now, and let's make a difference. And you have until Memorial Day to get these boxes in, so please do that pronto.